Grizzlies Pelicans tonight. Grizzlies looking for 5 wins in a row. Here are some great thoughts from Vince Carter, along with David Fizdale and Mark Gasol. All of that on the way as you are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Grizzlies for this Tuesday. My name is Peter Edmiston, and I really appreciate you downloading the podcast and checking it out. A lot of folks have been doing that, and it's tremendous. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for sharing it with your friends. Those of you that like it, really do thank you, because it keeps us going. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks for checking out my piece, The Commercial Appeal. Really well read, and a lot of you have given me some good feedback on it, and I appreciate that too. That one took a long time for me to put together, so it is gratifying for folks to read it and check it out and give me their thoughts. Because that one took quite a bit longer than my norm, and normally it takes me a little while to put these things together anyway. But this one was quite a bear. So if you haven't checked out the most recent numbers game, go and do that online. But as I mentioned in the intro, you'll hear from a lot of different folks coming up on this show, including Marc Gasol and David Fizdale. But first, we'll start with Vince Carter. Grizzlies practiced on Monday and flew down to New Orleans after the practice to get set for the start of this 4-game road trip. It starts with the Pelicans. I had a chance today, along with some other folks, to talk with Vince Carter. And, you know, Vince has certainly taken this Grizzly team to a different level with his inclusion in the starting lineup. And, you know, whether it's the fact that he's replaced the ineffective Chandler Parsons, or it's his own just brand of professionalism and really smart, sharp play, whatever you want to attribute it to, it has been a dramatic difference. As we talked about yesterday on the pod, the amount of improvement, the improvement in the net rating, the improvement in the performance, just the way that the Grizzlies look, it's just so much smoother with Vince on the court than with anybody else, and particularly Chandler Parsons. So you've seen a dramatic improvement over a very short period of time from the Grizzlies. And you think, like, it's amazing that this guy at age 40 is still doing this. And he's still integral. You could make the argument that apart from Mark and Mike, he's the most important guy on this Grizzlies roster. In some ways, more important than Tony or Zach. Because there's just nobody that can do what Vince can do in terms of secondary playmaking, positional switching, the ability to defend multiple positions intelligently. Those guys. I mean, Tony and Zach have their moments for sure, and they're crucial, but. But, man, if you take Vince out of the mix and you put just another guy in there, I think we've seen the results, and they've been pretty mixed. If Vince can continue to do just this level of performance, it's not as if he's doing unbelievably well statistically. It's pretty unbelievable when you consider his age and all that stuff, but it's not as if he's doing unbelievable things statistically. He's just crucial, though. He kind of fits everything together, and he's doing a lot of stuff that you would have expected Chandler Parsons to do, but he probably provides more even now, even in his older age. He probably provides more on the defensive end than a healthy Chandler Parsons would. And it's a big bonus for the Grizzlies to have him. And I think you're going to really enjoy hearing from Vince and hearing a lot of extended thoughts. He's such a thoughtful guy, and wanted to know a lot of things. Ron Tillery and I especially talked to him in this session, and in particular, just kind of wanted to know about the transition between being a star and being a role player, and a guy that was coming off the bench for a long time. How do you do that? There's so many guys in the league who wanted to keep playing but could never swallow their pride, or who could never admit that really their bodies and that they just physically weren't able to do the things that they used to do. And Vince seems to have done so very gracefully and very realistically, and has maintained a high level of effectiveness even in doing that. So first question for Vince was, what does it take to continue to be as effective in this role as you were in a role that was much more prominent and when you were much younger? How do you do it now that you're older?
The willingness to learn your body, first and foremost, I think. Being willing to take on any role. I think that's should be number one. You know, I think in our mind, you know, my years, my first 10, 11 years, 13 years, I was a starter, I was a go-to guy, whatever, and the roles change. And if you're not willing to kind of accept your new role, that's the problem. That's the start of the problem right there. I mean, you got a lot of guys that we feel like in this league who still should be playing, I think just couldn't accept the new role. And that's the hardest part, and I think everything else will take care of itself. If you're willing, still have the love for the game, you're willing to do that. Sometimes guys aren't really the part ways with that role. That's the life and the mentality they've had is the go-to guy starter role. So I think the adjustment is tough, and it's humbling sometimes. I mean, I really had to sit with myself because I had to balance, okay, do I still want to play this game, or do I want to get caught up in the I'm a starter, I've done this in this league? And, you know, in my mind, yes, I did a lot in the past, and it was the past. I mean, if you're trying to continue to play and move forward, you have to live in the present and survive in the present regardless. I can't say, oh, you know what I did in the past? And, you know, some of these guys weren't even old enough to see me play or know that I play unless they go look it up. Yeah. And then the video was cloudy. I've been looking at some old 90s, don't laugh, some old 90s, the old late 90s stuff, and it's just not even close. It wasn't even HD, so, I mean, so guys don't even look at that stuff, so. You know, I just approach it as I'm hungry. I'm trying to win a spot like everybody else, and, you know, it's worked for me.
The list of guys in the league that have tried to do what you're doing, changing your role, as you talked about, is very short, that have actually succeeded for any number of reasons. And you talked about changing your mind. Did something happen? Did you go through a process to actually come to grips, to kind of, like, accept this? Or because it seems like it's something that's very difficult for a lot of guys to do.
It is difficult. It's just my love for the game took precedent over that. I still love to play and I want to play. So to go make a phone call to all 30 teams like, hey, you know, I want to play for your team as long as I'm a starter. Like, in reality, you probably won't win that battle. So for me, it's just I can still have the same mentality in a different role. And that's just how I approached it. And I did some studying and watched some film on some guys. A few who are current players, I just choose not to name them, but a lot of guys like the Vinny Johnsons of the world who were great six men coming off the bench, and their mentality was like a starter. When they got in the game, they made a difference. They were their impact as soon as they stepped on the floor, and that's kind of how it all started for me, and it's worked for me.
That same approach that you take now that you see it on a bigger scale just because of the situation you find yourself in, does it kind of justify, gratify to see you that you can do it and you can expand it back out to a larger role in the way?
Well, I mean, there again, it's just it's easy to revert back to who you used to be. I mean, I think it's just I'm just still being who I am. Just now am starting the game instead of coming in at the six-minute mark or whatever. The same mentality, the same approach is the same. I'm not trying to do any more now in these last four games than I did in the prior 60-70 games. So, you know, that's just the thing I think they need from a guy when they bring you into the unit. You want to mesh and make everything flow. And that's what I want. I want to pick the pace. If my presence is in the starting lineup, I want us to try to take us to another level but still be who I am while making the team run smooth. And that's just been my goal, and it's worked.
How much do you have to do pre- and post-game now that you didn't do before?
A lot. But it's a routine now, so it's not something that is an inconvenience for me, if that makes sense, or it just doesn't bother. That's just part of my routine. Not at all. It's just a part of my routine. I mean, cause, you know, I'm not like, oh, man, I got to go in here and do this lift. Oh, I got to go ahead and stretch or ice. Or, no, it's just, all right, well, this is next. Okay, I know I'm at the arena three and a half, sometimes 4 hours before the game. That's just how I prepare, and I know that's what I have to do to be effective in this league. Now, you know, a lot of us old car collectors, you know, when you get your old cars, you know, it's great to keep them and they look nice, but you gotta maintain them, and maintenance is tedious, and it takes a lot to kind of keep that good-looking car running smooth, and I know that, and I understand that, and fortunately for me, I've had a couple old-school cars, so I know it takes a lot of maintenance, and I try to do that for myself, just always fine-tuning and staying ready and keeping my body running well.
Hope you enjoyed hearing from Vince Carter. Great stuff from Vince throughout that interview, and I think you could see why he's been one of the few guys to make the adjustment, one of the few guys that actually has successfully changed his role from star and big-time scorer, big-time first option, second option type guy to role player, and very few guys have done that. I'll tell you what else very few can do is do boxes and do gifts and do wonderful things for Grizzly fans like Mark and Courtney King can do for you. Here's the deal, guys. Grizz Essentials, they are amazing. Amazing for you. If you're a Grizzly fan, you need to know Grizz Essentials. If you don't know them yet, if you haven't heard me talking about them enough, I got to tell you, you need to know more, and I'm here for you. First thing you need to do before you do anything else, go to GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. That's GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Go there first and start looking around and start clicking around and start investigating, exploring the wonderful items you're going to get in your box. You can sign up for a box to be delivered to your home or business or wherever every single month. That box is going to be filled with great Grizz gear, and not just the usual Grizz gear. That stuff's fine, but you're a more discerning fan. You want something a little better. You want something a little different. You want something unique. You want something that's special. Well, that's what you're going to get with Grizz Essentials. That's what they do. They partner with great people that, you know, you wouldn't be able to find this kind of stuff anywhere else. You're not going to be able to find these beautiful articles of clothing. You're not going to be able to find the socks. You're not going to be able to find the artwork. You're not going to be able to find the pens. You're not going to be able to find the stickers. You're not going to be able to find the cool stuff, the mugs, for example, that you can get, glasses, all kinds of, there's so many different things that folks have already received in these boxes. And the thing about it, you never know. You know you're going to get more than your money's worth from these boxes. That I can promise you. They cram these things full of awesome stuff. But you just don't know specifically what you're going to get. It's going to be worth it, though. It's going to be so good. And that's really the fun. Who doesn't love opening up a surprise? Who doesn't love opening up something you know it's going to be good, but you don't know exactly what it is? That's fun. And that's Grizz Essentials. So here's what's also fun. If you use this week's promo code, Mark and Courtney always set up a promo code for our listeners here on the podcast exclusively. This is for you. Go to GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Sign up for your package that you like and use the promo code Wayne. That's W-A-Y-N-E, Wayne, as in Wayne Seldon. Use that promo code, and you get 1 month free. It's like me handing you a free box of great Grizz goodies. That's what I'm doing for you right now. All you need to do is use that promo code Wayne at GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. You're going to love it. You're going to look great. You're going to feel great. You're going to be decked out to the nines when you head down to FedEx Forum, and the playoffs are coming, so you need to be decked out perfectly for that. Again, go to GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Use the promo code Wayne. It helps the podcast. It helps you. It helps them. It is perfect for everybody. Go and do it. GrizzEssentials.com/LOGrizzlies. Well, this is a big one. This road trip, I think, will tell a lot about where the Grizzlies are, because it's been, up and down, to say the least. A lot of down, and now a good bit of up. Chance for 5 straight wins tonight. Grizzlies opening up this road trip against the Pelicans, and then they go and play San Antonio. And, this is a Spurs team that, I don't know if looking for revenge is the right term, but, I mean, I think they, considering the loss that they just suffered, probably have a little more to prove in that game, and certainly at home would like to make sure they hold serve against a team, and the Grizzlies would go 3-0 on the Spurs for that season series with that win. Then they're out in Oakland for the weekend to take on the Warriors, and then finishing up with Sacramento in a game that they should win. But you know, who's to say what the Grizzlies should or shouldn't do? They're all over the place these days. But this is going to be a telling road trip, and it starts with New Orleans, where the Pelicans have started playing better and started putting some things together after really, really struggling right after the trade was made. And you think, like, well, there's no way this thing can go wrong. The talent is just too much, but it really did. It was not good. But they have won 4 of 5, and the only loss being in Miami. But they won their last 3 at home. They won at Charlotte. They beat Portland badly in New Orleans. Then they beat Houston and Minnesota, both at home. And so now you're seeing some stuff start to work. And the partnership between Boogie and AD, you know, DeMarcus Cousins, Anthony Davis. Davis has played, you know, really, really, really well. Really high level this year, higher even than Boogie. And those two guys together, you know, trying to make it work, has been tough, because in the last 4 games that they've won, you're talking about still guys that we're working together and finding that partnership that has been problematic, where one guy's played well and the other guy hasn't, or in the case of the game against Houston, only Anthony Davis, you know, played. And Boogie has kind of been on the wrong end of that. He's not played well and has not looked good since arriving in New Orleans. And just trying to find ways to make it work between those two guys is it's a heck of an experiment and not easy. But David Fizdale said it was never, ever going to be easy.
When you put high-volume guys together that have never played with another high-volume guy, it takes time. I mean, here I am pushing Mark and Mike to be more aggressive, and for a big stretch of the season, people say they can't play together. Come on, that should be the deadliest two-man game in the league, but here it is, two guys not knowing when to be aggressive, when not to be aggressive. Same situation happened in Miami with the big three. No one knew who was going to take the last second shot, you know, who was coming out of timeouts, going to get the play calls. Like, we had to work through all of that stuff, and so that's all. Alvin's trying to work through how to make sure he utilizes both guys to their maximum potential, and both of those guys are still trying to figure out, how do I do my job being aggressive without stepping on the other guy's toes? And, you know, once they figure it out, like they've been doing, they're a scary team.
If they can ever get together, they absolutely are a scary team. And, yeah, they're just starting to kind of show a few signs that maybe that process is starting. It seems like it's much too late for this year, especially with how competitive things are for that 8th playoff spot and how well everyone's playing and what you have to do. I think the Pelicans can pretty much kiss that, you know, goodbye. You know, the only offshoot is that they could, if they lose a bunch of games from here on out and try to make their pick as bad as possible, if they can somehow get lucky with the lottery and then their draft pick falls in the top 3, then they can keep their draft pick this year and enjoy that Boogie Cousins trade. Otherwise, that pick heads over to Sacramento this year as part of that trade. Also, those guys, you know, Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins were on the mind of Mark Gasol. And I asked Mark, you know, what to expect. And does he look forward to matchups where he's playing against two bigs of that quality?
You want to be the aggressor, especially defensively. You got to bring the energy. You know, they're a good back the paint team. They always have been. They use their size. Their threes are big. Their one is big. 4 and 5 now, you guys see it, are even bigger than it used to be. So, you know, you got to be ready to move it. Don't let them set their D. And if you miss a few shots, just keep stressing it. Keep moving the ball side to side and give a good for grade.
I also asked Mark, you know, knowing Mark's propensity for being a long-term kind of guy, Mark's not usually a big, streak guy or talking about, you know, what's happening in the last few games or anything like that. He likes to look at things on a little bit of a longer arc. So knowing that, I asked him, you know, over the last 9 games now, go back to the 5-game losing streak and the 4-game winning streak that the Grizzlies are currently on. I asked him what have we learned, and what has he learned about the Grizzlies through that entire stretch, good and bad.
We have 5 on the team, and we almost there. That's what it feels like. Now that we're growing a little bit, you can see, you know, when guys are more free and playing for each other and being really unselfish defensively, because I say that defensively, you do a lot of things that don't show up on the stat sheet, and that's when I know that you're truly about the team and you care and your mind is in the right place. If you do those little things that I need you to do for us to win the game, okay, great. You might score 15 points, but we're going to give up 120. That's not good enough for me. We probably not going to win many games.
And Mark, I think, has heeded his own advice and been much more involved on the defensive side in a lot of these games, and has been a positive in all 4 of these wins, which is something that we have not seen from Mark in quite some time, 3-plus months. So very, very good signs all the way around. Tonight will be an interesting test, especially given the personnel of the team that the Grizzlies are going to play against. And, the Pelicans were the team that the Grizzlies lost to right before the All-Star break. There was kind of a canary in the coal mine to some extent about what the Grizzlies are really up to right about now. If you look at the standings, I mean, this is a great opportunity. A win tonight puts the Grizzlies, again, ever closer to having home court and getting back up to Utah. And it looked for a while as though the 4th seed was out of reach. And certainly it was out of reach the way the Grizzlies were playing. But a week of wins and a week pretty much of Jazz losses has brought things a lot closer. The Grizzlies now 2.5 games back as we speak of that 4th spot. The Jazz losing again, this time in Indiana on Monday. So that's 3 straight for them, and a chance to sneak up. Oklahoma City also losing at home to Golden State, and losing badly at that, means that the Grizzlies and the Thunder are tied right now, technically record-wise, and the Thunder have the tiebreak at 40-30, but a Grizzly win would, of course, break that tie. So it's all there to play for. It's all there to play for the Grizzlies, and to try to sneak up into that 4th, 5th spot and try to play a team like the Jazz rather than playing the Spurs, Rockets, or Warriors in the first round. So all that possibility, all of that could begin. And if the Grizzlies can have a nice road trip and continue this momentum that they've been on over the last 4 ball games, sky's the limit. Still, with as tumultuous and crazy a season as it's been, the sky is still the limit for this Grizzlies team if they continue to play the way they have over the last week or so. Thanks so much for joining me here on Locked On Grizzlies. As always, you can check me out 7 to 10, Wolo and Peter in the morning, Real Sports Talk, Sports 56877 FM. Check out Numbers Game in the commercial appeal. And you can check us out on Facebook as well. Search for Locked On Grizzlies, or go to facebook.com/LockedOnGrizzlies. For those of you, of course, that are big fans of the podcast, let me tell you something. This is a great spot for your company. If you want to reach men between the ages of 18 and 54, this is the place for your audiences. And here's something to consider. Recent surveys have shown that podcast listeners are 65% more willing to think seriously about purchasing products they learned about from podcasts. 60%, given equal price and quality, prefer to purchase from companies that advertise on their favorite podcasts. Our rates are very reasonable. Please shoot me an email, peter@peteredmiston.com. Shoot me a tweet @peteredmiston or a direct message, something like that. We can get all the information out to you. I'd love to have you on the podcast, become part of our family, and reach all those great folks out there that are listening. Thank you so much. You have been Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily podcast on the Memphis Grizzlies, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.